Today is the fourth day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today. As we bring, well, the first time that we reach the end of a week in the month of April. So we gather together as we always do here at the end of the week. And we just think back for a second. It was just a week ago we stood here at the beginning of all of this. Nothing had happened yet. And now it's all happened. And we just reflect back over it. How did our intentions work out? What were the times that we were, like, we were paying attention and we did well? And what were the times that brought us challenges? This is how we become, this is, first of all, how we get eyes to see and ears to hear, because we're paying attention to the impact of our lives. We're not reacting. We're not paying attention to everybody else's life. We're paying attention to what's going on inside of us, which is one of the primary things Jesus teaches. And so being aware, it's a good, healthy thing. Even though sometimes, sometimes we had to face ourselves in the mirror and feel the shame of it for a second, that leads us to repentance. So, good to be here with you, doing my own reflecting, glad that we're here to take the next step forward. Let's do that. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. Today, chapters 26 and 27. When you enter the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you occupy it and live in it, you must take the first of all the ground's produce you harvest from the land the Lord your God is giving you, place it in a basket, and go to the place where he chooses to locate his name. You must go to the priest in office at that time and say to him, "I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord promised to our ancestors to give us." The priest will then take the basket from you and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. Then you must affirm before the Lord your God, "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor, and he went down to Egypt and lived there as a foreigner with a household few in number. But there he became a great, powerful, and numerous people. But the Egyptians mistreated and oppressed us, forcing us to do burdensome labor. So we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and he heard us and saw our humiliation, toil, and oppression. Therefore the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a tremendous strength and power, as well as with great awe-inspiring signs and wonders. Then he brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now look, I have brought the first of the ground's produce that you, Lord, have given me. Then you must set it down before the Lord your God and worship before him. You will celebrate all the good things that the Lord your God has given you and your family, along with the Levites and the resident foreigners among you. When you finish tithing all your income in the third year, the year of tithing, you must give it to the Levites, the resident foreigners, the orphans, and the widows, so that they may eat to their satisfaction in your villages. Then you shall say before the Lord your God, "I have removed the sacred offering from my house and given it to the Levites, the resident foreigners, the orphans, and the widows, just as you have commanded me. I have not violated or forgotten your commandments. I have not eaten anything when I was mourning or removed any of it while ceremonially unclean, or offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed you and have done everything you have commanded me. Look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us, just as you promised our ancestors, a land flowing with milk and honey. Today the Lord your God is commanding you to keep these statutes and ordinances, something you must do with all your heart and soul. Today you have declared the Lord to be your God and that you will walk in his ways, keep his statutes, commandments, and ordinances, and obey him. And today the Lord has declared you to be his special people, as he already promised you, so you may keep all his commandments. Then he will elevate you above all the nations he has made, and you will receive praise, fame, and honor. You will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he has said. And Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, "Pay attention to all the commandments I am giving you today. When you cross the Jordan River to the land the Lord your God is giving you, you must erect great stones and cover them with plaster. Then you must inscribe on them all the words of this law when you cross over, so that you may enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, said to you. So when you cross the Jordan, you must erect on Mount Ebal these stones about which I am commanding you today, and you must cover them with plaster. Then you must build an altar there to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. Do not use an iron tool on them. You must build the altar of the Lord your God with whole stones and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. Also, you must offer fellowship offerings and eat them there, rejoicing before the Lord your God. You must inscribe on the stones all the words of this law, making them clear." Then Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel. "Be quiet and pay attention, Israel. Today you have become the people of the Lord your God. You must obey him and keep his commandments and statutes that I am giving you today." Moreover, Moses commanded the people that day, "The following tribes must stand to bless the people on Mount Gerizim when you cross the Jordan: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these other tribes must stand for the curse on Mount Ebal: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites will call out to every Israelite with a loud voice, 'Cursed is the one who makes a carved or metal image, something abhorrent to the Lord, the work of the craftsman, and sets it up in a secret place.' Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who disrespects his father and mother. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's boundary marker. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who misleads a blind person on the road. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who perverts justice for the resident foreigner, the orphan, and the widow. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who goes to bed with his father's former wife, for he dishonors his father. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who commits bestiality. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who goes to bed with his sister, the daughter of either his father or mother. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who goes to bed with his mother-in-law. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who kills his neighbor in private. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to kill an innocent person. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.' Cursed is the one who refuses to keep the words of this law. Then all the people will say, 'Amen.'" Luke 10:38-11:13. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he said. But But Martha was distracted with all the preparations she had to make. So she came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part. It will not be taken away from her." Now, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he stopped, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And do not lead us into temptation.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine is stopped here while on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will reply from inside, 'Do not bother me. The door is already shut. My children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though the man inside will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of the first man's sheer persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, although you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Psalm 76. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God has revealed himself in Judah. In Israel, his reputation is great. He lives in Salem. He dwells in Zion. There he shattered the arrows, the shield, the sword, and the rest of the weapons of war. Selah. You shine brightly and reveal your majesty as you descend from the hills where you killed your prey. The brave-hearted were plundered. They fell asleep. All the warriors were helpless at the sound of your battle cry, O God of Jacob. Both rider and horse fell asleep. You are awesome. Yes, you. Who can withstand your intense anger? From heaven you announced what their punishment would be. The earth was afraid and silent when God arose to execute judgment and to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Selah. Certainly your angry judgment upon men will bring you praise. You reveal your anger in full measure. Make vows to the Lord your God and repay them. Let all those who surround him bring tribute to the Awesome One. He humbles princes. The kings of the earth regard him as awesome. Proverbs 12, 15 through 17. The way of a fool is right in his own opinion, but the one who listens to advice is wise. A fool's annoyance is known at once, but the prudent conceals dishonor. The faithful witness tells what is right, but a false witness speaks deceit. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us to the conclusion of another week. And it is, we reflect back over this week and invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth about ourselves. Keep us learning, keep us growing. We ask this, and we hear clearly the proverb today, the way of a fool is right in his own opinion. Whew. But the one who listens to advice, ask the wise person. Help us to be that person, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base, where you find out what's going on around here. So be sure to stay tuned and be up on what's going on around here. Check out the community section. You'll find links to the different social media channels that we are on. You can follow along. In fact, you should. If you're part of the community, you should. That's a good place for some behind the scenes and some encouragements. And so having that stuff show up in your feed, well, that keeps you connected to what's going on. So check that out in the community section. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. With all humility, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning. It's your Eyes of a Dog. Recorded this a few times, struggling to get it all in 2 minutes. But what an awesome thing God has done for me. 1 year ago in March, I went to The Well. It was a woman's deep, deep restorative healing retreat. And while I was there, to my surprise, it was all about my mom. My mom, who struggled with a mental disorder, where there were parts of my life that were deeply, deeply disturbing and painful. And many confusing messages about true Christianity and delusional Christianity. I went to The Well and I learned how to heal from trauma. Although the trauma could not leave me, I healed. My hope was when I left The Well and I went into counseling that I could be around my mother more and not feel uncomfortable. That wasn't the case. Every day this last year, the Lord would show me actually a picture of her gravestone, showing me that someday she was soon heading for heaven and not to be in regret, but to continue to reach out, even in my pain and discomfort, reach out. And I did more times than I would have normally. And I'm so thankful that God pursued me and put me through The Well for healing. And I got 13 sisters, brides of Christ, that supported me in very deep valleys in my marriage and in my walk with trying to reunite with my mother. And I'm so thankful for that journey and that mission that God sent those beautiful women that are my dear friends today. Fast forward to last night, we had our 1 year Well reunion event, and it dawned on me, because I was at home getting ready for it, and I found this journal I hadn't seen before. And then I realized when I opened it, it was the letter I wrote to my mother at The Well. And I couldn't read it, but I knew it was God. I went to The Well last night, and I realized it was the 1 year anniversary of the alumni, but also the same month now that my mom has passed. 1 year later, God had prepared me for this day. And I'm thankful for him. I'm thankful for the healing and for the sisters. Love you guys.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I wanted to pray this afternoon for our sister Rebecca from Michigan, our beloved knee bender from Junk to Treasure, and our beloved Sadie M. My sisters, I want you to know that you have a sister here in the East Coast praying for you. standing in the gap and just loving on you from a distance. Know that you are heard, and I'm not the only one praying for you, but I wanted you to hear that you are never ever out of my mind, and I love you, all three of you. God bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God bless you, I love you, and know I am praying for you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Alan calling from Southern Litchfield County in Connecticut. I want to just respond to a couple of points that came in on March 28. Brian and Jill, thank you so very much for sharing your 29th anniversary with us about the struggles and the hopes and the integrity of your marriage. You guys are such an encouragement to all of us. Jamie in New Jersey, thank you for your prayers. They are also powerful. You're so consistent. We know you're going through stuff too, but you are always very positive. Thank you, my brother. Also, Stephen called in from the Poconos, dealing with his infidelity in the marriage. God of heaven, we pray for Stephen and for restoration in his marriage relationship. God, we pray that you give him and his wife the patience to follow through, to persist, to rebuild and restore trust and accountability. We pray, God, that they will get the counseling that they need and that they will have then build the love and determine to work this thing out together. For the dear dad who called about his 7-year-old son who had some ideations of suicide, keep talking to him and may you keep pouring your love into him and letting him keep talking to you about his feelings and talk to him about spiritual warfare. This is the devil. This is not God. May he always know how much you love him and that God loves him even more. God bless you all. Take care.
Hi, this is Laura in New York. It is Sunday, March 29th, and this message is for Cowboy. Cowboy, I just wanted to, first of all, tell you that I am absolutely just praying for your son to be delivered from the addiction and from using. But I really wanted to say to you how impressed I was just by your vulnerability and humility in taking responsibility for, your part in this and perhaps, not being the best parent that you could have been, and not about, blame or shame. But I think that's just incredibly spiritually mature. And I would really encourage you, if you haven't, to apologize to your son, for perhaps things that you could have done better. And, I feel like if more parents would do this, that they could really see, more changes in their children. So I just pray blessings over you and your son. And, we'll just continue to pray for you. God bless.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth in Delaware, and I want to join with you in lifting up prayers for a number of people. There was a woman who called in from Florida who is really having a rough time, and she needs us to lift her up so that she can focus on Jesus. And there's Andy, a little young girl in the hospital with leukemia, and she's fighting for the battle of her life. So we lift up Andy and her family and your protection and healing in her life. And Van, who's also in the hospital with cancer, Lord, and Justin, who is got all kinds of stomach issues, and Lord, he needs your healing. He needs to know you, Lord Jesus. I have a dear friend, Henry, who is in the battle of her life for leukemia, and she's been fighting it for 4 years, and she needs the strength to continue fighting and for the drugs to work. And then I have another dear friend, Elizabeth, and her husband, Kevin, who have been struggling for 2 years. And it's a battle, Lord. And we ask you to strengthen them, fill them with your peace and your joy and your presence so that their faith is strong in you, Jesus. And as it says in your holy word, let me find it for it. It's Psalm 138, verses 7 and 8, it says, though I'm surrounded by troubles, our God will preserve us against the anger of our enemies. He will clench his fist against our enemies. His power will save us. The Lord will work out his plans for our lives, for his faithful love endures forever. That's Psalm 138, 7 and 8. Well, thank you, prayer warriors, for lifting up all of the people in our community who need the Lord's healing and his presence and his joy and his peace. So thank you for praying with me. God bless you all, and God bless the DAB family, Brian and Jill, and the people behind the scenes putting this all together. Bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Catherine calling from Michigan. I'm from Maryland. Catherine calling from Maryland. I just heard Rebecca from Michigan, my sister, whom I've been listening to call in for many years now. I rejoice with you, Rebecca, and thank you so much for your words of wisdom. I love that you were saying your job is you think of it as assignments from God. And in those assignments, you are looking to be God's voice and hands and feet and arms. And when you partner with God like that, that was recognized as Employee of the Year. So congratulations to you and you doing your job in partnership with God. And that recognition is a really nice validation. I pray, God, that you guide Rebecca in signing up this lease. That's also an answer to prayer. And that maybe is her other assignment of where she lives and her neighbors and who they're going to be, that she can bless, and hopefully they can bless her as well. So thank you, Rebecca, for calling and sharing that. And I wanted to also have a little prayer for David and ABC and all those who are released from prison and those who are preparing to be released. We stand with you. We ask God that you comfort them, that you reassure them, that they remember that they are with you. And, you know, this is today, March 30th, and the Psalms reading today also, I think, might be helpful for you, Eddie and David, and others. So just stay in God's Word and know that He is mighty to save. Think of His righteous right hand being around your shoulders. All right. Everyone have a...